Good afternoon. Hello, friends. It's been a minute. It is Sunday, and we're getting through the last of this month, October 2021. Last week of the month. Full week. I wanted to hop in here today because I'm out taking a walk. It's a breezy day, but it's a 72 degrees day. The sun is warm. I've got my shorts on, pair of sandals with some footies on, and my orange cap for safety out on the highway. I want to check in with you to see how you're doing. How are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of yourself mentally? I know that certainly is a challenge at times. It certainly is a challenge mentally because that's the motherboard that controls what we think, what we do, how we react. I know, when things have changed in my life, seems like my goals or the things that I want for myself get away. And then I tend to bump up my food intake. And I believe in all of that. The whole cycle is a learning process. What you get from it, what you learn from it, or you just leave it alone and don't come back. It's like reading a book and you never come back and reread that book. You never revisit that book. And it may have been a book that gave you joy or that helped you, that it was a self-help book. So I think that's what we have to do with our body, our mind, and we have to come back to the things that we've always done, the things that grounded us and kept us on the path that we want to be on. And of course, sometimes we're taken back and we don't have choice in the matter if we have something going on with our health. And but I believe that if you're trying to create a strong mind and body, that you will bounce back when you fall down. You'll bounce back. You'll be stronger. You will get up quicker from the fall. And you will recover a lot quicker. I do believe that. I am going up a little incline. Of course, I get out of breath when you don't get out and get activity in and keep that on a on the daily. You can feel it. You feel different. But I feel good today. And I want to share a few things with you. I'm up on the scale. I've gained some weight. But it's amazing how I still do things. I still eat good, nutritious food. Do I eat too much of it? Yes, sometimes. Do I need to be more aware of my overall food intake, calories, aka calories? Yes, sometimes. But I don't ever put it out of my mind. I always know that I need to do something for myself, or I need to pull back if I'm having something that I don't normally have, aka this weekend, pumpkin dessert that I made Homemade from scratch. I made two desserts for our reunion. Both were absolutely amazing. And do I regret it? Not one bit. Because I fed my body, it made me smile, it made me think of the season. I love fall. One dessert was had apples in it, but it wasn't chunks of apples, it was kind of shredded apple that made it really moist. It had walnuts on top, made with almond flour. It was a gluten-free recipe. It was kind of a paleo, like down to the nitty-gritty good stuff. The other recipe, not so much. It had Crisco in it. It had regular flour. And it had real pumpkin in it. And it had some spices in it. But it also had some different ingredients that were healthy ingredients. But it also had regular sugar in it. The apple dessert had coconut sugar in it with a caramel icing, or it's actually not icing, it's a pour over caramel sauce. Oh my goodness, amazing. It was made with unsweetened coconut milk, coconut sugar, and I think that's it. And you boil that for about an hour, and it thickens up, makes the best sauce ever. But I wanted to say that feeling bad about eating something doesn't get you anywhere. You beat yourself up and you say, okay, I ate this, so I guess I'm done. I'm out. Three strikes, you're out. You're out of the game. Don't show up to play anymore. Don't come back to the field. You're done. You're done with baseball. You're done with softball. Because you struck out, don't step your foot back on the field, right? That's not true. How true is that? Same with food. So, just some thought there on what you can do for yourself. You can motivate yourself because you are your number one cheerleader. I don't know if you all have heard the thing about Mel Robbins, what she says. That she says, no one's coming for you. No one's showing up for you. You know, basically, you've got to do it. No one's going to slap the fork out of your hand. No one's going to get out and take the walk for you while you sit on the couch. What benefit is that? Right? Okay, friends, I love you. Stay focused, refocus. Look at what you've been doing and make change if you need to. And, you know, don't be so mean because if you have a few pounds up or if you're overweight, I'm still in the overweight category, but I'm still batting. I'm still on the field. I'm still playing and I'm still showing up. Take care, friends. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful start to November, December, and then we'll be out of 2021. Take care, friends. Until next time. Hashtag love, peace, your friend, Connie.